Hello everyone, my name is Luis Cabrera and I am a Principal Program Manager here at Microsoft. Today we'll be talking about understanding human language with Microsoft Cognitive Services. For a very long time, in order to use technology, we have had to learn the language of the machine. We have had to read the MS-DOS book, or we have had to read the manual on the interface of the machine so that we can communicate to it and have it perform actions. What if the onus of understanding or communication was not on us? What if our applications were instead smarter and actually could understand what we are saying? What if they understood the intent of our expressions or the meaning of our expressions? What if they could understand the context that we are that has occurred before we express something, so that it knows what we are talking about, or even anticipate what is likely to happen in the future? Machine learning and artificial intelligence can help us do some of these things, and through Microsoft Cognitive Services, a set of microservices that use machine learning and artificial intelligence under the hood, this is something that you as a developer can consume. Microsoft Cognitive Services span a variety of capabilities: vision, speech, language, knowledge, and search. Today, we will be talking about language-related cognitive services. More specifically, we'll be focusing on only two of the many cognitive services that we have. We'll be focusing on text analytics and language understanding. Let's start with text analytics. Imagine that you have a sentence such as, "El día que conocí a Bill Gates fue el mejor día de mi vida." And while I don't expect you to understand Spanish, let's say that this is a sentence that you want to understand further. So let's take a look at the Text Analytics API. This is the homepage of the Text Analytics API. And one of the nice features on it is that you can actually interact with the API directly here. So I could type something like, "El día que conocí a Bill Gates fue el mejor día de mi vida." The day I met Bill Gates was the best day of my life. I can analyze that. And then the system, or rather the Text Analytics API, tells me that it identified that this is a Spanish sentence with a confidence of 100%. It identified some of the key phrases: mejor día, conocí a Bill Gates, or vida, like best day, for instance, is the top key phrase here. And the sentiment is 86%. That means that in a scale from 0 to 100, this is a very, very positive thing. It returns it as JSON, and I actually can see the format of the JSON. We'll look at that in a little bit more detail in a second. The way that you sign up for the API is you go to the Azure portal, you create a new resource, and I can type text analytics just to do this more quickly. Create. And then you can select the name of the subscription, My Text Analytics. I can select the location. I am happy to announce that we are supporting now 13 different regions. We added 6 regions just for Ignite. So I'm going to pick, I don't know, North Europe or something like that. And then I can select a pricing tier. I should point out that we have support for a free tier, that's F0. So that will give me 5,000 transactions for the next 30 days. And I could just create a new resource. And I'm not going to create it right now because of time. I had already done that before. And you can see that I had here a subscription already. The important part of the subscription is that you need that will generate a key for you that you will need in order to consume the API. So I'm just going to copy that key right now. And if we go back to our homepage here, I can actually click on API. And that will show us this very nice portal that identifies the different capabilities of the API. And this is the same pattern for all cognitive services. And so let's say that we want to continue with sentiment analysis. The API that I had created earlier was on the West US 2 region. I can provide my API key here. And then I can provide each of the documents that I want to analyze. Let's say I want to analyze now something in English. I'll give it ID 1. One of the nice things about the API is that you can pass several documents in a single request, and that is the reason you need to provide an API, an ID. Now I'll provide some other text like my cat died yesterday, I am crying myself to sleep. Okay, so that's not very positive. That in contrast with the other one is kind of sad. And now I can see the actual HTTP request that is being sent to the system, and I can send that. And then I can see the response. And in this case, the score is 1.14 times 10 to the minus 5, so practically 0% happiness because of the dead cat, of course. So you can see how you can consume the API in a RESTful interface. So you have seen how we can do this with RESTful APIs. Now, I want to also let you know that you can use the Text Analytics SDK, which is a typed SDK, to actually use the Text Analytics API as well. And the demo, or rather the slide here, shows you how easy it is to do that. Let me give you an example of a company that is using Text Analytics in order to create a pretty nice experience. Brainshark is a company that trains potential salespeople to be better salesmen and saleswomen. And what they do is they give a HoloLens to the person being trained, and then the person interacts with avatars and with different sales scenarios. As they do this, they are pitching a product, and BrainShark's product can actually tell you what the expression or the emotion is over time. They are using the Face API for that. But also they can run what the person is saying through the Text Analytics API to understand if the expression that is, the facial expression is consistent with the language that the person is using. And then they can provide feedback to the salesperson. So for instance, if the person says, oh, this is a very exciting product, not showing a lot of excitement, then they can say, look, you have to be consistent with what you're saying and your expressions. So a pretty exciting case of the use of Text Analytics. Now, just doing sentiment analysis or key phrase extraction may not be sufficient for us to really understand what the person is saying or what their intent is. So for instance, if someone were to say, what is the cheapest direct flight to New York? We would like to understand that this person wants to quote a price for a flight to a specific place, in this case, New York. So in order to do that, we have a service called the Language Understanding Intelligence Service that allows you to identify entities and intents. What do I mean by an intent? If I were to have a sentence such as, when does flight AF-32 arrive? Or another sentence, what is the arrival time of flight AF-32? Those two sentences, you know, they have different words and characters there, but they actually have the same intent. Another sentence such as, please book a flight to Orlando, will have a different intent from these first two sentences. In both cases, however, they do have entities that we may want to extract, such as the flight number or the destination of the flight that a person may want to book. So in order to use the Language Understanding Intelligence Service, what you do is you first define the concepts, both the entities and intents. Then you provide examples to the system of how someone may request several commands, for instance, and with the classification of what the concept or the intent and entities that you can find there are, and then let the system learn from the examples that you have provided to it. The easiest way to see it is to actually go to the Luis.ai dashboard and actually let me show you one of those examples. So in this case, I am at Luis.ai, which is a dashboard that allows me to train different language models. And this application or version of a language model, I guess, Ignite demo is a very, very, very simple demo that I have created ahead of time just to kind of explain to you the concepts. So I added just two intents, arrival information, when does flight AF32 arrive, and location query, so like where is the restroom at the airport, and provided a few examples, in this case 8 examples or 9 examples of how someone may order one of these intents. I have also provided a set of entities, such as this is a flight number, or this is an action, or this is a place. So someone can say, where can I go eat, for instance, that will be an action. And then once I define those, then I provided the examples. Let's go into arrival information, for example, where you can see the examples that I passed in the past, such as when does AF32 come to town? Or when is flight AF32 landing? In those two cases, these two sentences have the same intent, which is I want to know the arrival information. So by providing these examples and examples for each of the different categories, I can then train a model that will allow me to classify what each of these expressions mean. Today we have learned how to use a few of the language-related cognitive services. We talked about text analytics and the language understanding intelligence service. Now there are a lot more language-related cognitive services, and you also may want to check the capabilities of the speech cognitive services. I recommend you take a look at our breakout sessions, where you will learn about them in a little bit more detail. You may also want to check out our Microsoft Virtual Academy, where we have several training sessions on these topics. It was a pleasure talking to you today.